This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger for the presidency, Joe Biden, presented vastly different views Monday about the cause of the historic destructive wildfires in the western United States, which have killed at least 35 people. In California, President Trump, brushing aside concerns about climate change as a catalyst for the increasing number and intensity of such fires, reiterated his call for western states to practice better forest management. Meanwhile, in Delaware, Biden said Trump's climate change denial did not cause the fires. But if Trump wins a second term, he said, and these are his words, these hellish events will continue to become more common, more devastating, and more deadly. Mr. Trump has stayed mostly silent about the widespread devastation in the three solidly Democratic states, California, Oregon, and Washington, where more than a million hectares of land has burned. California's Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom said Monday at Mr. Trump's appearance that 56% of the land in California is federally owned, so the federal government has a major responsibility in forest management, along with the state. The president replied, "It's a big problem, and it will get solved." Mr. Trump, however, also predicted that the climate, in his words, will start getting cooler. He continued, "Just watch. I don't think science knows, actually." Smoke and flames have combined to envelop the cities of San Francisco, Seattle, and Portland with some of the worst air quality in the world. Tens of thousands of people have fled their homes. The head of the World Health Organization's European branch says his organization expects a rising number of COVID-19 deaths in October and November. You can find more on that at our website, voanews.com. This is